And now we're going to be joined with Melissa Labrador, Wildcat First Nations, and she will conduct a group smudge. And this is to help us to open our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and speak the truth and hear the truth today. And she may have other explanations as she does this, but we ask you to join her in the group smudge ceremony. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so thrilled to see so many people here. I just want to offer this smudge to... I just want to offer this smudge to clear the air and to only bring speaking from our heart and to promote the positivity in this journey so that we may talk and we may raise our voices and express our concerns and work together in finding the solution that will ensure that my future generation, my children right here, have something to look forward to. So I'm just going to smudge the our casket here. Alright, please excuse my notes, but I figured if I got up in front of a lot of people, I would forget what I wanted to say. I'm a Mi'kmaq Oulu woman, artist, mother, and eighth generation to the land of Kejimkujik. And I strive to pass on the knowledge that was passed on to me over my lifetime by the elders who raised me. I want to share with you my concerns with the state of our forests in all of Nova Scotia, with emphasis on the area which I call home in southwest Nova Scotia, Gaspouet. I was raised deep in my culture and traditions. I have never questioned who I am. I know who I am. I've known the forest and the knowledge is hold since I was a little girl. It's how I raised my children. In my upbringing, science and spirituality remained as one. There was no separation. They require each other. There was no rift between them in the beginning. This was man-made. We are people that connect it to the land as much as the land is connected to us. Our cultural future depends on the state of the forest. We live in a time of reconciliation. We live in a time where our people are looking to reconnect with their cultural identity that was stolen from them. The forest is a big part of that identity. Our traditional medicines within these forests are a big part of our identity. The raw materials we use are a big part of our identity. Ecotourism and cultural tourism are becoming a growing demand, and it's an area which I work in. The world wants to learn who we are as Mi'kmaq, as Oulu people, and our people are reviving traditions of long ago, such as birch bark canoe building, which I have the opportunity to do with my father. Basketry, and so on. This all depends on the health of our forest. Removal of the forest removes our identity, my identity, my children's identity, and many others here. Removal of the forest removes our abilities to revive almost lost arts. Removal of the forest removes our raw materials required to pass on these traditions and arts down to the next generations. With that being said, I must add that I know our government has a good plan to create protected areas, but yet many of those areas are awaiting the final designation, and I'm hoping that they can be finalized and that we could work on protecting other additional areas. I do not have all the answers, but I ask those who make the decisions, please consider the impact that allowing our forests to be disrespected through clear-cutting and over-harvesting and so on will have on so many people, especially my people, the Oulu, and my family who depends on a livelihood within the forest of reviving cultural traditions and arts. Our lands in southwest Nova Scotia surrounding Kejimkujik Park are rich in cultural and traditional history. As a Mi'kmaq person, I have a responsibility. We all have a responsibility as people of Nova Scotia to respect our forests and to keep her and her creatures safe for all the generations to come. So I thank you again for joining us here today, and I ask that you keep spreading the word and educating those. It's not about stopping forestry practices. It's about re-looking at them, re-evaluating them, and approaching things in a different way. Because at the rate we're going, we can only go this far for so long, and then there'll be nothing left. So for my children, for your next generation, please consider what we're doing now. Thank you.